In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitfulness and the unjust men, for thou art the God of my strength and my salvation. O send out thy light, thy truth, and let them lead me, and let them bring me unto the holy hill. Amen. It was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. And let us pray. We beseech thee, Almighty God, mercifully to look upon thy people, that by thy great goodness they may be governed and preserved evermore, both in body and soul. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Amen. This morning's confessional reading, as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household, the ninth commandment. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, that we may not craftily seek to get our neighbor's inheritance or house, nor obtain it by a show of right, but help and be of service to him in keeping it. So far. This morning's Old Testament, Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So far. A reading from Hebrews chapter 9. But Christ, become a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats or calves, but by his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place and have obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of heifer sprinkling the unclean satisfieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause he is a mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. So far. And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 8. And because I tell you the truth, you don't believe me. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God hears God's word. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that you are a Samaritan, you have a devil? Jesus answered, I don't have a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth, and verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that you have a devil. Abraham is dead, the prophets are dead, and you say, if any man keeps my sayings, he shall never taste death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and all the prophets, they're dead? Who makest thou thyself? And then Jesus answered and said, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I'll be a liar like you. But I know him, and I keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, You're not even 50 years old, and you say that you have seen Abraham? And then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. That's when they took up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself, went out of the temple, going through the middle of them, and so passed by. So far, the Holy Gospel. We continue with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is glorified, who spake by the prophets, and I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our next hymn. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. My sermon theme this morning is, what are we looking for in Jesus? And it's based upon the entire gospel. Please be seated. This morning we stand on the threshold of Palm Sunday. And during the season of Lent, it would be well for each of us to take spiritual inventory and ask ourselves, what are we looking for in Jesus? This morning's gospel story takes place near the close of our Lord's life. Jesus had come to the temple once more to teach and to preach. He sought to open the eyes of the people to their spiritual needs. He spoke to them about eternal life, assured them that through faith in him, they would never see eternal death. But what do we read? The people of Jerusalem rejected him. Some so violently that they actually picked up stones and threw at him. But they were not allowed at this time to kill him. That would come later, when he would suffer for redemption and for forgiveness for the sins of the world. Just what were these people looking for in a Savior? Well, this scene from the life of Christ is constantly being replayed and reenacted today. Of course, we realize that there are those who truly hate Christ and they reject him and they will never, never change. We're not talking about those. But what about those who never really strike out against Christ, but they still reject him? Jesus said, "No one ever says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Such people, by their entire life, their habits, their desires, their goals, clearly show that they have an entirely different understanding and attitude toward Christ. They do not believe in Christ as their Lord, but they reject him, or they have no interest whatsoever who Jesus Christ truly is. The people of Jerusalem who rejected our Lord on that particular fateful day, they were all decent inhabitants of Jerusalem. They were decent people. And many of them were actually members of the Old Testament church. They attended temple services regularly. And yet they were the people who called Jesus Christ a liar. They accused him of having a devil. And later, as we know, they crucified him. Just what sort of Savior were they looking for? And I suppose it is considered respectable to have a connection with a church these days. But it is also true that our national morality is dangerously low, that our nation itself has legalized sin. And we know what those sins are. I don't have to go into detail on that one. It seems to me that people today go their own way. They pay little or no attention to Christ and his words. They're good people. Many of them are our friends. Some of them are relatives. Just why were the Jews of Jerusalem so hateful in their rejection of Christ? After all, he was the only one who had fulfilled all of their prophecies, the prophecies of their own prophets. He proclaimed the truth to them. He had brought light into their darkness. Why did they not accept him? Why did they reject him? Well, they rejected him for the simple reason he wasn't the kind of Messiah that they wanted. If they wanted one at all, to some it makes no difference one way or the other. If you remember, after Jesus had fed those 5,000, they wanted to make him their king by force, because here was a king. Here was a king who could take care of their material needs, bring prosperity to their nation. But they soon learned that Jesus was not a bread Messiah. They were not interested in the truth that he preached and the priceless treasure of his redemption, so they rejected him like so many people do today. For centuries, the prophets had foretold the coming of the Messiah. Almighty God had assured Israel that he would send his very own son as Savior from sin. And at last, John the Baptist, he pointed out, "Look, there goes the Lamb of God who is going to take away the sins of the world." However, we are told that Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. By rejecting Christ, the Jewish people did themselves great harm. Not only did they destroy themselves as a nation, but the eternal harm they did to themselves was far more serious than that. By rejecting Christ, the Jewish people lost what they needed the most, a Savior from sin. And so it is today. When people resist, they do not believe that Christ is their Lord and Savior, They cannot claim freedom from sin. They cannot claim freedom from its punishment, and there will come a time when they will not be able to deny hell itself. And on what do they base their hope for eternal life? At the approach of the last hour, they know that they're going to die. But only with fear can they think of entering eternity with uncertainty, without any hope. They can never be able to repeat the words of St. Paul, I have a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. The promise of Holy Scripture, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, falls on deaf ears. We see this happening even within our own families. They cannot place the blame for their fate on no one but themselves. They have no excuse for making this fatal mistake. Regret, it'll be too late. Regret will be worthless. Jesus Christ himself warns, what shall a man profit if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? In these perilous days, it is said that the faith of our fathers, well, needs to be new. We need a new gospel, one that fits 2022. Well, so be it. Let them go find a new gospel. But let's remember the words of Christ. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Let us be determined here and now to walk in his steps with his help, close to him, until that day when we shall see him face to face. And may God grant this to each of us. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. thou blessed us, to thee our first fruits give. Amen. And let us pray for our communicants. But first, I'm sure there's a prayer that you would like to personally extend to the throne of God. So let's take a moment for that personal prayer, and then we'll continue with the communion prayer. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to give them rest and refresh their souls, we pray, let us this morning experience this heavenly feast that you have given us. Take off from all of us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. And please rise for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who on the tree of the cross did give salvation unto mankind, that whence death arose, thence life also might arise again, and that he who by a tree once overcame might likewise by a tree be overcome. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, We laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. This cup is the new testament of my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Okay. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Thank you. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you. through Jesus Christ. Shed for the remission of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Shed for the remission of your sins.
Strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
body and blood strengthen and preserve you and keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart now in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Take a drink. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless with the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.